the program for Friday Thoughtless. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. For most of this week, we've been considering a question that we have before us. We received and had this question earlier this week. And this question, again, as we try to sum out the answer, did Christ come to set up a kingdom? And if so, did he succeed or fail? First, we noted scriptures that indicated the mission of Christ into this world was a spiritual one, involving sin and salvation. Even as Paul said that Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And Christ said he came to seek and save the lost. However, we noted scriptures that did mention a kingdom. He did come into the world in reference to a kingdom. But as we put those scriptures together, we found that the indications were that this was something spiritual. It was not a political, earthly kingdom. Because the Lord says, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were, he said, my disciples would fight. You notice the scripture that we pointed out in Luke chapter 1 when the angel Gabriel said to Mary that she would conceive in her womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus. Well, the parallel thought with that is found in Matthew 1:21, where the angel said to Joseph later, telling about this birth, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. The same indication here. And of course, he went on to say in Matthew 1:21, and he shall save his people from their sins. And here it follows that it says he shall have this throne of his father David and shall reign over this house of Jacob, over this throne, his kingdom forever. So this is a parallel thought. He is Jesus. The word Jesus means Savior. And in Matthew, he said he would save his people from his sins. And here he mentions Jesus in connection with a kingdom. And of course, we pointed out to scriptures where the church and the kingdom are used interchangeably, and how that Jesus said that a person had to be converted and become as a little child, as children, to enter the kingdom. So he's talking about something spiritual involving salvation. And we pointed out in Mark 9:1, where Jesus said some of them standing there would not taste death till they saw the kingdom come with power. Well, some of them would be living when it came into being. In the second chapter of Acts, we find this fulfilled. On the day of Pentecost, after the ascension of Jesus, we find the Holy Spirit coming on the apostles and miracles and signs and wonders being done and a great sermon being preached there by Peter on that day. The kingdom came with power. And Peter quotes scripture here from the 16th Psalm about the resurrection of someone from the dead, and he points out that it is not David. It refers to Christ Jesus. Let's read beginning with verse 29 in this second chapter of Acts. Peter says, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Listen to this now. He would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. All right, Peter says, the matter of Christ being on the throne of David, being raised to sit on the throne of David, refers to the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And then he talks about his ascension to heaven. And then verse 33 says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you see and hear. And then he went on to say, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. Christ means the Messiah, the one who would come and reign on the throne of David. He is now on the throne of David, spiritually speaking, enthroned in heaven. The church is his kingdom right now, and he's reigning. Throughout the book of Acts, we find reference to the preaching of the kingdom. And in Colossians 1, verse 13, Paul says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. This word means power or authority. We have gone from one authority of one kingdom of the devil to the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of Christ is in existence, and we are in it today in the church. Yes, Christ set up his kingdom. He did not fail, and it is his church. Thank you for listening today and this week.